with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings.
In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Spreading the Vegetarian Solution via video conference with our association members in Seattle, Washington, USA on July the 6th, 2008.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Thank you, Master, for granting us this wonderful opportunity to speak directly to you.
So you are okay and practicing well?
We're trying, yes. Master.
Okay, you have a question you want to ask me? Go ahead.
When I try to convince people not to hunt for fun and be a vegetarian instead, they told me that the animal don't have souls, so they can kill and eat them. They say that the Bible says so. So how can we explain to them so they can understand that animals are just like us? I'm not a Christian.
And I have a hard time trying to explain this.
Okay, this is a wrong interpretation. Because in the King James Version of the Holy Bible, it doesn't say anything about the animals don't have soul. It doesn't say like that at all. It just says something like animals are living creatures and humans are human beings, so maybe that's why they misunderstood. But in the King James Version, doesn't even say that animal don't have soul. There's no such sentence like that, so you can tell him. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
That's one thing. Give him alternative living, SOS, flyer, and let him do what he wants. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Master.
Give him, tell him at least to study that. Okay?
Yes.
There's no such thing. The King James Bible don't say anything like animal don't have soul. It's not black and white like that. It's not like that. It's a misinterpretation. It doesn't even interpret it like that in King James Bible. People just use a forceful word like that so that they can continue to kill. That's all. People always say something about the Bible and Jesus, and no such thing. Like Jesus eat fish and all that. I never see such a thing.
Master, what would happen to us in 2 years and 2 months? Will our bodies be vaporized and our spirit be lifted? Is it the same for everybody, or is it different between disciples and non-disciples?
Oh, your bodies might evaporate. There are two cases. If it's a total destruction, then it's no different between the disciples and non-disciples, yeah? Because if we don't have enough vegetarian people or virtuous people to balance out, you know, to overweight the negative power of the non-vegetarian people and the meat-eating people, killing for food and killing a war and all that. If we don't have enough virtuous people and positive people and vegetarian people to overweight that, then maybe it's a total destruction. Understand? Now, in that case, your body or any body will be or whatever accordingly. Yes. And of course our spirit be lifted. Your spirit is already lifted. Yeah, after initiation. All right. So it will be the same for everybody. But the difference is that our soul, you know, the spirit of the virtuous people be lifted. And in case we have enough vegetarian people to balance the non-vegetarian people, mean the bad karma of killing, yeah, the bad retribution of killing of animals and men, then maybe we have only two-thirds of people will be vanishing, or half of the population of the planet vanishing. So in that case, the disciples will survive, yeah? If it's total destruction, then no.
A second
sure.
question. I notice everything physical seems to be breaking down, bodies, machines, telecommunications, etc. Also, personally, I feel very tired all the time. Is this because of the approaching to this end time in the next 2 years?
The next 2 years is not the end time. And the 2 years is the time that we can change. It's a deadline that we can change the climate, the global warming. Now, within 2 years, if we don't change, then maybe something not very pleasant will occur. Okay, now, it is true that maybe you feel a little bit more tired than usual. What do you mean telecommunication broke down? What does that mean? Where?
Mostly computers and stuff.
The computer break down in your area?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't break down around here, so it's not everywhere. Of course, some areas are more affected than other areas, yeah? Because, as we know already, methane gas already released into the atmosphere. And I have warned you long before I know anything about from scientists. Originally, remember I told you about if the ice melt, then the gas will be released, yeah? Because the ice was there to balance and to keep the gas under control. But now if the ice melts and the sea warm, then the gas will be released into the atmosphere. And it does already, according to scientists' research and proved. Originally, I already told you, and not for outsider because I don't know how people think. But after I know that the scientists also told like that, that's why we openly released that news. So the gas that released into the atmosphere might affect you. Maybe it's being that the Sierra is surrounded by water, huh? And you see, if it's not cold, and even all the permafrost, which is the cold, hard mud layers, will be melted also. And then the gas from the permafrost also will be released. And that's the reason maybe you feel more tired. And some places may have more mental illness and all kind of other illnesses. And diseases goes where they have not been before even. You know, like mosquitoes, they migrate into different area where they have not been before because the climate is warmer.
Yes, Master.
So within 2 years and some months, it depends on how many people join the vegetarian diet. The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. So originally it was shorter, but then because of our television and our flyers, you know, Alternative Living Flyer SOS, and advertisement all over on all the newspapers and wherever we can, and other vegetarian group and environmental group, they're working hard also to spread the news. So many more number of people join the vegetarian diet. That's why we have lessened the karma of the bad retribution, so we have earned some more time. As I told the survey center last time, that we have gained 7 months. So we gained 3 more months now since last time. So that means we have like 2 years and 6 months, more or less. 2 years and 6 months to change the global warming, to stop it, or to halt it the way it is. But it's getting warmer already, so even if we have more time, it's not that ideal. So within these 2 years and 6 months now, everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible. Then we still can save the planet. But not like after 2 years the planet will be completely destroyed, not yet. It take a little more time. But it will begin descending, and we will not be able to stop then.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
This is Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jane?
Thank you. I guess my question is related to what you just explained to us. You must know that we all have been feeling a little bit weighed down by this global warming issue and the urgency of it. And we also feel very hopeful that we keep gaining time, and we love to hear that.
Yeah.
And my question is, just want to, I guess, get some reassurance from you to ask you how hopeful you feel about our future, or if you can share with us what you see in the future, whether it's affirmative, positive. And also, can we reach our goal, whether it's 50% of the population, two-thirds, how you feel about it? Thank you, Master.
Okay. Not 50% anymore, I told you, because the global is already get warmer than before. Yeah, and the bad karma is worse. So right now I have to be two-thirds of the population, minimum, okay? 50%, that was a long time ago when I told you last, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I told you I'm not a psychic, huh? And also, it's not like you can see too far in the future, yeah? A couple of years or 4 or 5 years, because it depends on the human's condition, yeah? Maybe we still can save the planet. We still have hope though, yeah? Okay? Only if they listen. The thing is, we have to spread the news. Everyone else who care about the planet must spread the news. Then people will join us.
My next question is, there's this theory about critical mass.
that if we reach it, and then the movement will kind of self-propel itself. And I wonder if how far we are to reach this critical mass point, or have we reached it yet?
Okay. Well, no, we haven't. I'm sorry. We haven't. But maybe we will reach it soon.
Good. Thank you, Master.
Within half a year, maybe, if we work hard, if everyone else work hard, if the government help, if the media helps, if all the organization really diligent in working about this, spreading the urgency and spreading the vegetarian solution to help sustain the planet, then maybe we can make it in half a year.
That's good to hear, Master. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Just, you know, to reach that critical mass.
Yes.
Not to completely change the whole planet yet. Yeah? But we're working at it. We're working. We keep working, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
All we can do is just keep working at it. Right.
Yes.
I have four questions, Master. My first question is, as disciples, what are the most important things that we can do to help curb climate change?
I have told you, have to continue intensive meditation whenever you can. Pray, yeah? And distribute the flyers. Spread the news.
Yes, Master. My next question is, at this particular time, should we as disciples be focusing more on meditating as much as possible, or meditating enough and then pouring the rest of our time into projects such as Supreme Master TV or vegetarianism?
Yes, that's correct. If you can, do whatever you can, yeah? If you can sustain yourself that way, it's fine, okay? But of course, we all have to work to earn money, you know, at the same time.
Yes, Master.
All right.
Thank you, Master.
Okay, Supreme Master TV is for the mass, yeah? That for the public, so that they know what's going on. And that is a very powerful tool that we're using. But meditation, you must, so to reinforce your power behind it, yeah?
Yes, Master.
So that whatever you do has power. Yeah, and also to help yourself. You have to elevate yourself.
Okay,
that's very important to meditate for yourself. And also for your loved ones and for the planet as well. Everything helps.
In the recent Formosa teleconference, you mentioned that we have approximately 2 years and 4 months left to save the planet. What specific marks do we have to hit in order to achieve these goals? For example, 2/3 of the population become vegetarian, or 80% reduction in greenhouse gases?
Well, as I told you already, we have to continue meditation and praying and distributing the SOS flyers and advertise on the newspapers or television, radio, wherever we can. Just spread the news of the urgencies, because some people don't really know it. I'm surprised, but they don't. And hope, pray for the best, okay?
Okay, Master. You mentioned that other planets have faced global warming crisis the same as ours. For the planets that were able to halt global warming, what in particular did they do?
The same, like what I'm telling you. Return to the original loving and virtuous self. Yeah? Go veg, go green, and pray, meditate.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Saturday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Spreading the Vegetarian Solution. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.